I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Today's title is The Purpose in the Pain. We're going to go to Scripture, James 1, 2 through 4. It says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." All right. People often ask me, if God is really a God of love, then why do we have to suffer? Why do we have to go through pain to grow stronger in our faith? It's a fair question. It's an emotional question, but I challenge that perspective because we see the same pattern all around us in nature and growth, even in our own bodies. Let's talk about something we all understand, building muscle. You don't grow stronger by sitting still. Muscles grow when they are tested, stretched, and even torn. Yes, torn. Just enough so that they heal and they come back stronger. Pain is not proof of God's absence. Pain is not the absence of God. It's often the evidence of his process. Think of Jesus. Did he not suffer? Was he not tempted, betrayed, beaten, crucified? Yet through his pain came the greatest victory the world has ever known. If God did not spare his own son from suffering, not because he lacked love, but because of his love, how can we expect to grow without it? Growth requires resistance. Faith, like muscle, grows under resistance. You can't develop patience without delay. You can't develop courage without fear. You can't develop forgiveness without being offended. You can't develop trust without uncertainty. And you can't truly know God as your comforter if you'd never needed comforting. You can't even know him as your provider unless you've been in need. You can't know him as your healer unless you've been broken. God's love is in the training. When a trainer pushes you to the limit, it's not because they hate you. It's because they see what you can become. Likewise, God isn't punishing you. He's training you. Hebrews 12:11 says, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." He sees more in you than you see in yourself. He's not just building you. He's building your endurance, your character, and your unshakable trust in him. Let's wrap this up. So the next time someone says, "If God is a God of love, why is there so much struggle?" You tell them, because love doesn't always rescue us from the fire. Sometimes it walks us through the fire. Because we are not meant to stay weak and shallow in our faith, we are to be deep-rooted and unshakable. And yes, it may hurt now, but healing is coming. Growth is coming. Strength is coming. Don't waste the pain. Let it push you closer to him. Because in every tear, every trial, every test, God is working, not to harm you, but to strengthen you. Let the muscle tear and let the faith grow. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.